Our sermon this morning will come from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This morning, Mount Olivet Baptist Church family members and friends, I want to share from the thought this morning, navigating a new normal. Navigating a new normal. Israel was about to cross the Jordan and take possession of the promised land. All things were ready. It was only natural that Moses would have desired to go with them. After leading this ragtag bunch of unprepared travelers out of Egypt and through 40 years of wilderness experience. But that was not to be the case. Moses was dead. His final instructions still rang in Joshua's ears. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And then in the presence of the entire congregation, Moses again said, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. Growing up, we played a game like most of you, called tag. The object was to avoid being tagged, or you would be it. Joshua would be tagged by God. It was a tag, you are it moment for Joshua. He was now this young nation's new leader. And though Joshua no doubt would miss the counsel of his predecessor, his spirit within said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Jehovah had well prepared the shepherd who would now lead Israel into the promised land, to this land flowing with milk and honey, and through battle after battle, God's words would ring in his ears. Be strong and of good courage. Moving can be terrifying and daunting. It's always hard to leave the familiar for the unfamiliar. The wilderness journey hadn't been easy, but it was their normal. A new normal was about to begin, one that brought with it fear, frustration, apprehension, and trepidation. And Joshua's only hope of success was to compel his people to trust the Lord, who said, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. Normal is everything we know. It's comfortable. like an old pair of shoes. A new normal is not a welcoming way. Why can't we stay where we are? Why do we have to change? Why do we have to move? Why do we have to wear a mask everywhere we go? Why do we have to stay 6 feet apart? For Joshua, the new normal would be a string of battles from Jericho to Palestine until victory would allow him to divide the land among the 12 tribes. So my brothers and sisters, how do you and I navigate a new normal? There's only one way to do it. You have to be strong and of good courage and let the Lord fight your battles. That was the message Joshua had for his people. He said to them, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you are going to fight. Unfortunately, there are those who use circumstances to determine whether God is for us or against us. If things go south, as the expression goes, they think that God is against us. And if things go well, they think that God is for us. But God is always for us, no matter what happens. Compared to God, all enemies are small. All problems are insignificant. Understandably, it was the same message David had for Solomon when the mantle of responsibility was passed to build the temple of the Lord. Solomon knew nothing of construction. His worship center had been a tent. That was his normal. But Solomon's new normal as the new leader of Israel would be to head up the construction of a very specific and detailed home for the Ark of the Covenant, a permanent house of worship for the people of Israel. David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord my God is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. So how do you and I navigate a new normal? First, we have to understand that a new normal challenges us to hear God. With all the clamor and commotion around him, Joshua heard the Lord. He was able to shut out the naysayers. He was able to shut out the pessimists, the worrywarts, the cynics, because his focus was on the voice of God. A new normal is always crowded with opinionated people. They are either staunchly opposed to change, or they are ready to run ahead of God and right into danger. The wise servant turns his ear toward a loving God and listens to the Spirit of the Lord for wise counsel. So how does God speak to us? God speaks to us through his word. All 66 books, all 1,189 chapters, and all 31,102 verses. If you want to hear God, read your Bible. God speaks to us through creation. David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. God speaks to us through circumstance. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always. God speaks to us through prayer. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you and I will look up. God speaks to us through his Spirit. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That selfsame Spirit is upon every believer. My brothers and sisters, once we tune our ears to hear God's voice, then secondly, God challenges us to heed his voice. We have to carefully move forward and follow God's direction. God wants us to accept and embrace the new normal he has laid out before us. For Joshua and the Israelites, it meant following God's commandments to the letter. God said, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you, and do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper, be successful wherever you go. When God speaks, he expects his believers not just to hear, but to obey. When God instills his spirit within us, his common sense, his wise counsel, his spiritual guidance, he expects our response to be a positive one. Only fools challenge God's wisdom. Proverbs 12 and 15 says, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens unto counsel is wise. As Christians, we have a new direction. Once we followed our instincts, but now we follow the Lord. Once we stumbled in darkness, but now we follow the light. Once we were an instrument of Satan, but now we are an instrument of God. And I like what Tony Evans said when he said the devil was disarmed and defeated at Calvary. So live like it. And when we heed God's voice, he pours himself out on us. He gives us new ears to hear his word, new eyes to see his glory, new feet to walk in holiness, new tongues to praise his name, new minds to contemplate holy things, new lips to proclaim his salvation, new hands to labor in his vineyard, and a new heart to express his love toward others. But once we hear God's voice, and we heed God's word, then we have to finally, God challenges us to hope in him. Hope is the sum total of a Christian's genuine hearing and heeding the word of God. If you truly hear and heed the Lord's direction, you can't help but hope in the Lord. No matter how things look, your hope is in God. No matter how things sound, your hope is in God. No matter how things feel, your hope is in God. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. C.S. Lewis put it like this: why do the righteous suffer? Why not? They're the only ones who can take it. For those who hope in God, the days of despair are over. The sorrow of suffering is over. The hours of helplessness are over. The nights of weeping are over. The torment of troubles are over. Navigating this new normal may be unfamiliar, but believers serve a familiar God. God knows us, and we know him. And he brought Joshua and the Israelites out of the wilderness and into the promised land. So too will God bring us through this wilderness and into the abundant life he has prepared for us. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Lean on his everlasting arms. Wait patiently at the foot of the cross. Stand firm on your solid rock of faith. Bow reverently before the throne of God and wait for the answer to your prayers. Through this new normal, God will strengthen us. God will sustain us. God will revive us. God will keep us. If we hear his voice and heed his words and put our hope in him, we can navigate this new normal. For the Lord thy God is with thee.